Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Baba Basra Kuf Samach Alf. We are holding three lines off the top of the Amud back to the concept of this get mekusher, a folded, a stitched get. So let's just do a quick refresh. We have two types of documents, two formats. One, a get pashut, an open, flat document. And again, the word get alludes to either a divorce document, a loan document, any official formal shtar. So you have the plain shtar, right? You have the parchment on which you have the text of the shtar, the content, on the bottom of which the Edom will sign. So the Edom will sign inside, beneath the text. That's a get pashut. Whereas a get mekusher is folded like an accordion. So you have a line of text, a line of blank, the text folded over the blank, stitched together on the sides, sewn together, and then a line of text, a line of blank, so on and so forth. Where do the Edom sign in a shtar mekusher? According to Rav Huna, well, they sign on the back of the shtar over the text, and in order to ensure that the length of the shtar is the way it's meant to be, and not he didn't go and add any stipulations, any details on the bottom of the shtar. So you go and you write the words Hakoyel Shorer V'Kayim. Everything is it's a done deal. Okay, this is the conclusion of the shtar. So you know that the shtar is not meant to go any further, and the shtar was meant to end where it was meant to end, and the Edom on the back signed on the entire content. Now we have another shita, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. So the Gemara figured that according to him, the Edom sign on the back of the shtar mekusher, and you sort of make sure that their signatures, which are written from right to left, horizontally, correspond to the amount of text you have in the front. So they cover the entire text, whether they sign in big letters or whatever, right? Asks the Gemara, Ulurav Yirmiyah ba'Abba de'omar, Achor yaksav ukneged aksav b'chutz, that the Edom on a shtar mekusher are signed behind the text, right? And opposite the text, meaning they try to cover the text. But there's still no guarantee that he didn't go ahead and add more content than necessary, than justified. Maybe he forced. How? Leichosh, let's be concerned. Dil maksiv migavoy madiboy. Maybe he added inside the shtar whatever he chose to add, all kinds of conditions and stipulations and amounts, right? And although the Edom on the back end at a certain point, they don't cover the added lines in the front. They only cover the text that they are testifying about. So how is he going to get around this issue? How is he going to present the extra content as legitimate? Well, he'll say, Umachtim sahad yiserim avroi. He'll say that, some take out these words, but the point is, he'll allege that there were meant to be more Edom in the back. But Omar, he says, I know the rabbis be Edom hudavdi. I was going to add more Edom in the back. I was going to get some more people. You can have unlimited amount of Edom to cover the entire text. And, they didn't show up. It was a no-show. Okay, so the Rosh Hashanah adds that the point is that he perhaps is presenting that he was actually trying, he's motivated. His goal was to get more aid. He wants it to be more public and more peersome. In any case, that's his alleged, that's his claim. Okay? So you'll never know. In which case, you can't really have confirmation that the Edom are, in fact, sanctioning anything in the shtar. Maybe he added more stuff later on. Amalei, so he responded. This was a discussion between Rav Chisda, who asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna responded, Misavris, Edom kesivim chasimi? Do you think the Edom sign horizontally from right to left? In which case, they stop at a certain point and then he might add stuff. Edom imata lamal chasimi. They sign vertically. So let's say of the shtar, and you have the text in the front of the shtar, every other line, you have text, blank, text, right? And it takes, 10 inches, okay? So the entire text takes up 10 inches. So now when they sign in the back, they make sure they sign lengthwise. Okay, so you have the text in front, you flip around to the back, and they sign lengthwise to cover the entire 10 inches. So you have Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, Shimon ben Yaakov, right? So this way they cover the entire text from beginning to end. And you know, that's where it's meant to end. You can't add any more. Asks the Gemara, but there's still a way out. But Leichos, there's a concern. Dilma Misramya, or Yusei. Maybe there's something detrimental to this person. B'shit Achroin on the last line. And he's going to seek a way to chop off that last line. The guy is late. B'shit Achroin, he'll delete the last line. And what about the fact that there are Edom signed right in the back of that last line? Well, he'll chop off part of the name of the Edom, and it'll still be okay. It'll still be legal. The guy's le Reuven Bahadei. So let's say the Edom signed as follows. It started from the bottom. Okay, so again, you have the text going top to bottom. You flip it to the back. Okay, the Edom sign, Reuven. Right, so this is the back, the bottom, up, right, vertically, from the bottom up. Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. So he didn't like the bottom of the star, last line, whatever, so he's going to chop it off, together with the word Reuven. So you'll have ben Yaakov Eid, which is still valid. You can still sign like that. The guy's like Reuven Badei. True, he'll have to remove the word Reuven. Umiskasha will still be kosher b'ven Yaakov Eid, by simply having the words ben Yaakov Eid. I am the son of Yaakov as an Eid. It's not, as we have in a Mishnah, it works. Ben ish plain Eid kosher. If I write ben Yaakov Eid is okay. Answers the Gemara, d'chsiv Reuven b'chad, Reuven ben b'chad, Dora. What happened was, they're going to make sure to bypass this concern. So Reuven is not going to sign Reuven and Yaakov Eid all stretched like that. He's going to make sure that Reuven, the word Reuven ben, those two words are over the last line. Reuven Eid b'chadar on one line, v'Yaakov Eid ilovei, and the words Yaakov Eid on the next line, over the next line. So if he decides to chop, he's going to have to chop Reuven and Ben. He'll be left just with Yaakov Eid. Says the Gemara, no, but that still can work. V'lechosh dumma guys like Reuven Ben. Maybe he'll chop off Reuven Ben, u'miskasha v'Yaakov Eid, and it'll still be kosher. With the words Yaakov Eid, that works. Preferably, you meant to write the entire, your entire name and father's name. But this time we have a Mishnah. Ish plainly ate kosher. He writes Yaakov Eid. That's okay. Like Siv Eid. Oh, apparently we're speaking that you're not going to write the word Eid. In which case, you're good. So if he decides to chop Reuven Ben, all you'll be left is Yaakov. Well, Yaakov doesn't work. But you see another way to answer this. Lo'ilam the kosav Eid. We are speaking that there is the word Eid added, but as per your concern that perhaps he's going to attempt to use just the word Yaakov Eid, well, the Adina Ba, we know for a fact, the Hachasima is Yada, love Yaakov. We know that in this era, there's nobody with the name Yaakov with his handwriting. So there's no way for him to get away with that. Okay, maybe this handwriting doesn't correspond to Yaakov. Yaakov has a different handwriting, but maybe Yaakov is his father. And he decided to use his father as his signature, like a logo, okay? So, yeah, it's not Yaakov's signature because it's not really him. It's his son using the father's name. Says the Gemara, Lo Yishavik Inish Shmei Didei. Nobody would, respectfully use his father, neglect his own name, V'chosem B'Shmei Davua, and use his father's name as sort of a signing logo. It's not respectful, so that's not really a concern. V'dil Mesimana Ba'amud Shavi. So the Gemara's question until now was maybe he used his father's name as his own signature. Now says the Gemara, he's not really using his father's name as a signature. For some reason he decided to use these letters. He likes these letters. It's like a simon, right? Really like a logo without any real significance. Or maybe it has significance because it happens to be his father. We're not exactly sure why this fellow decided. He's not using it as his father's name per se. He's not relating to his father. He just likes likes these letters, likes these words. V'dilma simana ba'amud ha'shavi. The Harav, as we find that Rav, had his own logo, a fish. Sayer, he would draw, cover a fish. Rashbam said, maybe he was accustomed to eating fish. Zenohag lechol dogim. So he decided to use that as his logo. Rav Chanina was accustomed to eating dates. Sayer harusa. So he drew a palm branch. Okay, that was their signature. Rav Chisda, whose main letter is a samach, samach, he would sign with a samach. Rav Ha'ishia, whose main letter was perhaps an ayin, he would sign the ayin. Rav bar Rafuna Makusa, he would sign a mast by drawing the mast of a ship. That was his handwriting. So that was his signature. So perhaps here as well, use his father's name as his own logo. Lechotzev inish l'shavi l'shmei davu siman. A person wouldn't. It's not respectful for him to use his father's name as a siman. So, just to backtrack, there were two separate kashas here. Maybe he used his father's name as his own signature, not as a logo, but just as, like today we have last names, right? So that was his like last name, his father's name, Samuelson, you know? The Gemara says, well, a person would prefer using his own personal name than his father's name. And then the Gemara asked, well, what about logo? Maybe he just used it as a logo. That's certainly not in place to use his father's name as his logo. Okay, so we're safe. So then the kasha was, according to this opinion, that the Edom signed the back of the Shtar Mekusher, we figured, okay, but then he can go and add more content in the front. No, they signed all along the text, starting from the bottom all the way up to the top, basically vertically, versus the text which is horizontal, so they cover the entire text. Maybe he's going to chop something on the bottom. Well, it's not going to work. Mazutra Amar, look, I have a more simple answer to your question. Lamalach Kulihai, why do you have to go into this whole, back and forth? Let me answer you very simply. What was your question? Maybe he'll chop things on the bottom? It's not going to work. Because, you know, there are several Edom signing in line with each other, right? Shtar Mekusher needs at least three Edom. So imagine you have a Shtar Mekusher, you flip it to the back, and you see starting from the bottom, Reuven and Yaakov, Shimon and Yaakov, right? Not brothers. and then he goes and he chops it all, and you see it's all chopped off. You see Ben Yaakov, Ben Levi, Ben, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. Kol Mekusher, any Shtar Mekusher, Eshein Edov Kolen B'shita Achas Pasol. That the Edom don't sign exactly alongside each other. Okay, so they have to start exactly at the same place, all in the bottom, and end at the same place. Okay, so they have to be consistent with each other, in line with each other. Kol Mekusher Eshein Edov Kolen B'shita Achas Pasol. And that addresses any concerns, because as we explained, once they're aligned with each other, if he chops one, he has to chop them all, and then it looks fishy. It's not going to work. We're not going to accept that. Okay, so that's short and sweet. We had the discussion about the Gid Mekusher, location of the Edom, the signing in the back. Question was, well, true, they sign alongside, over the text, back of the text, but maybe he added more text beneath it. The answer is that they sign, instead of widthwise, they sign lengthwise. So they cover the entire text without any option of chopping, because it would be obvious that it was a forged document. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.